ideas, people. It's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. And today we are talking with my lovely brother friend. Say hello.
Hello.
And today we are talking about overcoming the fear of rejection and how it's fused with vulnerability. This is an issue with both of us, women and men, really. Sometimes more than men in some cases, but also women too. And how it relates to dating, relationships, and life also. So the first thing we're going to talk about is like the causes of fear of rejection, right? So let's talk about some causes and stories. So like, for example, parents unintentionally didn't instill confidence in their kids, and that can carry on into childhood. And sometimes there's family approval, you know, how we're raised growing up, and then that can translate into adulthood and relating to making choices with their love life and career and things like that. There's also inconsistent praising, where you're praised for some things and then you're not. Or you're constantly rejected by family, could be that. With regards to dating, men sometimes put women on a pedestal too much, so I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I feel like men do that a lot, because it gets to the point with some men, they let women define who they are.
Yeah.
Of what makes them a man. Okay, this makes me a man. If I'm able to get these women and they praise me for this and that, I'm the man. So they put everything on the woman, and then when it gets to the point where they get rejected, they feel like their whole manhood is crushed, and it's to the point that they don't feel like a man anymore. That's the whole mindset of some men out there on why they have this huge fear of rejection.
It makes sense in a way, because we're also raised by our parents. Like, depending on how you're raised, you could be raised by a single mother, you know, and you depend so much on your mother to raise you, or your dad just wasn't around, you know. So even if you had both parents, the mother just was around more. So there's that too, that can translate into adulthood. Yeah, it's tough. I encourage you men to try to find your self-worth. Try not to rely too much on the woman to make you feel good. Like, it depends on the relationship, obviously. In your marriage, it's hard for me to speak of what's going on. But, of course, in a relationship and marriage, it takes two to tango. You both got to be making good, you know, you both have to be making each other feel good, you know. Also, with regards to rejection, sometimes men can feel like, why am I not good enough for a woman, either during a relationship, during a marriage, or even, like, if they're rejected in their dating experiences, and then being too hard on themselves. So you had some thoughts you want to share about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like men are just too hard on themselves sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I do believe it can have something to where how they interpret what the media is saying, or interpret what their parents, how they raise them. Not necessarily what they're saying, what they're doing. And they just put women on a pedestal. And it's to the point that they're just too hard on themselves, and they need to realize their self-worth of who they are, regardless if someone tells them it or not. It needs to get to that point. If they get to that point, it's not really going to be an issue, because you know who you are. Mm-hmm. You know what kind of person you are. You have that confidence instilled in you, and you're good to go, and then you can just move on. And like, okay, that person wasn't the right one for me, but maybe just wasn't compatible or whatever the reason. Okay, that's not the one for me. Let me just move on to someone else and just keep it moving, and eventually find that soulmate for them.
Yeah. So yeah, just try not to think, am I not good enough? It depends on the woman. It depends. It's hard for us to say, you know. Just try to think, yeah, like you said, like chemistry, just not being compatible, like, oh, they're a nice person, but we're just not the right fit, you know, because of whatever reason that just doesn't vibe, you know. Also, there's the issue of rejection where men overthink too much and women overthink too. We overthink a lot. And there's the self-esteem, how, like, it relates to self-esteem, and we think we need to have more self-confidence talk of ourselves, right? How do you increase your confidence? Help us all.
Well, yeah. I would just say...
Talk in the mirror.
Talk in the mirror. Yeah, I'm talking to the mirror right now. There we go.
Give yourself some self-confidence talk in the mirror.
Yeah, that too. And just be around the right people. People who are going to motivate you. Someone is just downriding you, just talking down on you all the time and nothing's positive. Get away from those people. Get around some positive people who are going to say good things. They're going to see the good in you.
Yeah.
And the more you're around that, the more good things you're going to do. You're going to have that confidence. And that's the same thing with dating or relationships. I just feel they need to get around those right people and get away from the people that are going to bring them down.
It's true. It's true. Because, I mean, we're all human beings. We're all not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. But at the same time, I mean, we all have our weaknesses, but we have to try to manage those weaknesses. Where as long as those weaknesses are not hurting another person, if your weaknesses are actually hurting another person, like literally, where it's harmful, where it's psychologically damaging, then you really need to fix that, you know. But if you're around people that are like toxic, that are just not very gentle, it's good to be around people that are gentle with you, like where it's like, oh, I know you didn't mean to do that, but that hurt my feelings, or the way you said this really hurt my feelings, or the way you behave this way wasn't necessary. I don't know, something like that. That's more productive. You know, you want people that kind of lift you up, that make you feel better, not make you feel down, you know. And if a good woman that rejects you, she should be respectful and nice, you know.
Yes.
Like, I've always tried to be, I mean, growing up with brothers kind of helps, you know, but like, I've always tried to be sensitive to people. Like, I just say, like, to them, like, I don't want you to think that you're not a good man because I don't think of you in that way. That's not what it is. I just don't think of you in that way, but you are a good man and you deserve a good woman that fits you. Like, that's how I say it. And I encourage women to do the same. So, and then also we were talking about how there's a fear of being vulnerable out of fear of being criticized or look weak or look less of a man, which can cause fear of rejection from the opposite sex. It's an interesting dynamic that we have because women sometimes complain about how men don't express themselves enough, but then sometimes we don't always do the best job of nurturing that, you know, encouraging men to express themselves in a safe environment where they don't feel criticized and attacked, right? So, like, we were talking about this earlier. What do you want to say about that?
Yes, I had a friend in high school that gave me the story about how he really couldn't express his feelings to his parents. And there was one day in particular to where he felt like he was having a nervous breakdown, like literally just breaking down. And he wanted to talk to his mother about it. So he went to his mother like, hey, I'm having a nervous breakdown. And she said back to him, oh, I don't want to hear that. And just kind of walked away. And that kind of crushed him. And from that day on, he felt like he really couldn't communicate with his mother or with his parents anymore. And I'm not sure if this is true, but he felt that if his sister did the same thing, that the mother would have paid heed and listened, like, oh, poor darling, let me talk to you about it. But since he was the male, that he felt that he was expected to be stronger and that there's something wrong with him, but that wasn't the case. I know that, you know, men are vulnerable too. We just don't express it, and I feel like that needs to change.
Yeah, mental health really comes first, so I encourage you men to, like, seriously take care of yourself. There's a lot of women support groups, but there's actually a lack of men's support groups, you know, where you can feel like you can talk to somebody. You know, mental health really comes first. And I actually, based on my research, I actually read that men are actually more likely to commit suicide and have higher risk of depression because they don't have that support group. Whereas there's so much women's support groups, it's just really mental health. Please take care of your mental health. And then there's also the rejection where men feel pressured to perform intimacy more than women. Men feel manly if a woman praises them for their, you know, intimacy, sexual performance. I encourage you guys, let's all be adults here. Everyone watch the movie What Women Want and What Men Want. I was watching What Men Want and I was laughing so hard I almost fell off my chair sometimes. It's just hilarious. So it just goes to show, we actually, in the movie What Men Want, it was the woman that was screwing up. She was, I don't know what she was doing. Like, it was just weird. I was like laughing so hard. I'm like, what are you doing?
Weird facial expressions
and like, and then he was like, my balls are attached to me. I'm just like, and then she was like squinting her face. I was like laughing hysterically. It shows her control issues. So it can also be the woman that screws up in the bed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it But I think we just need to communicate, open up your mouth, you know, like if something doesn't feel good, don't be mean. Just say, you know, honey, that's not turning me on, or that doesn't make me feel good when you do that. It's actually turning me off. You know, so. And then with career rejection, that's like, for me, that's been the hardest, like, because I've worked so hard to get to where I am today. Career is like means a lot to me. So, and now I've been like rejected so much, like where I'm just immune to it now. I'm just like, oh, whatever, you know, like, you know, I just kind of like skip it. But like I've like cried over a lot of like career rejection issues. Like where like I had a good interview and I have good work experience, and then you still get rejected either way. It's just, and then there's overqualified for discrimination, and like you're under or you're just not right there. It's just, there's, you know, let's talk about things from a positive and encouraging angle. Okay, so I read an article that to make sure that you find a confidential friend or someone you can talk to outside of family or outside of your relationship that you can talk to about serious issues for a neutral party, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just get that neutral standpoint of somebody who is not on anybody's side, or
yeah,
they're not on yours, they're not on theirs.
That you can just look at it from an objective angle.
Yeah, and they're from the outside looking on the inside. Sometimes that's just needed to get another opinion, because you can get as many opinions as you want from your family. But sometimes you need that unbiased, impartial standpoint. And then you can move on from there.
Yeah, and what's really the best decision for you, you know, and things like that. And then when it comes to, like, making a move on a girl, like, for dating, like, seriously, just get it over with. Like, the more you delay, the more you're going to obsess about it, and then you're going to go crazy, you know. So just, seriously, just get it over with. And you know what you should do? Tell me if this is helpful. I think what everyone should do, whether you're a woman or a man, if you, like, are afraid of rejection, you're about to encounter like a career issue or like even asking someone on a date or confessing feelings, just get a massage. Seriously, get a massage, right? Go get a massage right before or the day that you're doing it, in the morning or something. Get a massage that's like an hour or something, and then also some other self-care stuff, and then you're gonna be like, ugh, I got all the tension out, and now I'm just going to just go for it. I'm just going to do it and then get a massage after.
Because trust me, the longer you wait, the harder it gets. It just does, because I'm usually a person that overthinks things, and I'm trying to break out of that. So I know, especially someone like me, like you're thinking about it, it just gets worse. So
it really does get worse. Mental health should come first, really. So just get over it. Just do it. And then, like, give yourself some self-confidence. Talk in the mirror, okay? Men or women. And then with second chances, like, I believe in second chances. I have compassion. Part of my company values is having compassion. So I believe that people should have second chances at life. You know, everyone deserves a chance to improve their life, really. Obviously, it depends on if you screwed up, how bad you screwed up. Like, did you cheat? Did you, like, it depends on your situation. It's hard for me to really say, you know. But I believe in second chances. So, I'd say go for it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You said it best. I agree.
Yeah, just go after what you want. You know, like, time is precious, life is precious. So go after what you want. Have compassion for yourself. You know, do some journaling. Also, you guys, both women and women, do some journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Right? More men need to do journaling.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea. You know, it's this unsaid rule, almost like a taboo in this country. Men don't journal. That's only for women.
Yeah.
But you don't even have to let anybody know about it. That's what's going to help you. You can just make it just between you and you, you know?
Yeah, between you and you. Two people, you and you.
Yeah, that works. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, we encourage you guys to do that. So, in summary, self-care, mental health, take care of yourself. Try not to be afraid of rejection. I know it's difficult. You know, we're just trying to be helpful here. And hopefully you'll take my advice, go get some massages, you know, before you make a move or whatever you're doing, you know, and take care of yourself. And that's the lesson. Hopefully this video helps you and got some insight on a perspective. And again, there'll be lots more videos to come, because I'm here to help, and Regina, I'm here to help, and he'll probably participate more anyways. Yeah. Okie dokie. Alrighty, people. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment below, please. All you handsome men and beautiful women there watching, I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. And don't forget to check the company information below. And have a good night. Good night, people. Okie dokie. Bye.